Hey, man. I was just about to call you. That's so weird. Had your number dial, was about to press send. Did you block your number?
Yeah, I did. You never answer when I don't. So, what are you doing?
Oh, just hanging out in my apartment.
You did get my text, right?
What? Text? What?
We're all going out tonight.
Oh, man, that sounds great. I wish I could join you. I'm just so jammed up. I'm totally off the grid, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
I got a bunch of stuff going on. There's this thing I gotta do. Any other night would have been great. Darn it to heck!
Thing? What thing?
Thing, you know, just a thing. If I had my thing in front of me, I could tell you what it is, but I know there's a thing.
A thing? Huh. You know, I don't think there's anything written down in your fake calendar.
No. It says specific things.
Specific things? Like, get in line at the video store?
What? What are you talking about? I'm not at the video store. I'm in my apartment.
I can see you, Carl. I'm outside the video store.
That's not me.
It's not?
Oh, I know what's happening. There is this guy who looks just like me who goes a lot of the same video stores that I do. That's probably who you're seeing right now.
Wow, that's amazing. Because his mouth is moving in exact sync with what you're saying. Carl, I know you're not saying anything. Carl, get outside. I know you're not talking.
What?
Carl!
All right!
Look who's here.
Hey!
Wow. I don't,
you? Right?
Wow.
Hey.
I don't believe it.
Rooney Carl Allen.
Never thought I'd see the day, my man.
Hey.
But you hung up the old Spurs, cowboy.
Nah, I just got a lot of stuff going on, some things I gotta do, issues pending, keep me pretty busy.
Yeah? No, I hear you, Blair.
So, we are really excited for you to be here, Carl, because we have an announcement to make. Honey, show them. Oh, there it is. Deal with it.
Engaged. Right?
God, guys. Big step, huh?
Yeah, it's a big step. It's a huge one.
Man, moving fast. That's okay.
What has it been, 6 months?
No.
2 years.
Oh, yeah, that's about right then.
So, anyway, we're going to have an engagement party on the 21st, open bar.
Oh, you bastard, always knows how to get me.
Nice. Carl, does that work for you?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
What's there to figure out?
Oh, God, look who's here.
I'm not falling for that, Carl. What's to figure out?
Carl, it's open bar. What's the problem?
I'm serious. Stephanie's at the bar.
The Stephanie?
Yes, my ex-wife. She's at the bar.
Oh, God, that is Stephanie.
Looks like she's with someone there, too.
Yeah, they seem to be thriving. Good. Good for her. Oh, look, they're touching each other's genitals. Isn't that amazing? I'm so glad I came out.
Love it.
Okay, you know what? I gotta go.
No.
But...
No. Carl, you can stay. It's been 3 years. You can't leave every time she comes around.
Totally unrelated. It has nothing to do with Stephanie.
Carl. Peter?
Stephanie, guys?
Yeah.
Hey.
My boyfriend, Ted.
Hey. I don't believe we...
No, I don't believe we have.
You're leaving?
Yeah, unfortunately. Terrible timing, too, because you just got here.
You just got here, too, Carl.
Yeah, but he's got a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. There's a thing, and there's no time. There's time crunch, and time is not the essence. Anyway, I am gonorrhea. Wow. That didn't sound quite right. Oh, well.
Whoa!
See you guys. Tilly?
Monica. Would you like to come over for a little breakfast?
Oh, gee, that sounds great, but I can't.
Oh, some cereal, a little yogurt.
Yeah, no.
How about some toast?
Oh, you know, I have to go to work, but thanks.
Good show tonight. Come check us out. You're lost. Hey, man, want to rock out tonight? Oh, it's you. Let me guess. No?
Yep.
Yes?
No, I meant yes to your no.
Oh, yeah, bye.
PersianWifeFinder.com. No, thank you. Costume party.
Yeah, no.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Carl Allen has reported for duty.
I'm not a soldier, Norman.
You're a soldier on the front line of finance.
Norman, line one.
Did you want to get that in the privacy of your office?
Well, I'll just get it here.
Yeah.
You're with Norman. Uh-huh. You sure? Because... Okay. Yep. Whatever you say. Yeah, remember that promotion we were talking about?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Tried to fight for you on the phone there. It was between you and Demko, and they went with Demko.
No, I don't care. I didn't really want the job badly. I just figured after 5 years I'd be the logical choice, but whatever.
Well, hey, look at it this way. At least you didn't get shit-canned. You know what that means?
Fired?
Oh, how'd you know what that meant? Have you heard me say that before?
No, it's a pretty common expression.
In my circles. I made it up.
Well, it's catching on.
Oh, this will cheer you up. I'm having a little get-together at my place. It's a funny hat and or wig party.
Oh, man. Sucks I'm going to be out of town.
You don't know what day it is.
When is it?
Friday.
I'm out of town.
You spoke at the same time I did just then. It was almost like you were committed to saying what you were saying, regardless of what I was going to say.
I admit business has been slow. I mean, there's a lot less demand for a small rollerblade shop, you know, what with Big Five and the sports chalet. But my designs are going to revolutionize the roller industry. I know that, Marv. But you have no equity. None. And your credit? Bad. But I don't want to sound desperate.
Yeah.
We kind of no other options left.
Carl! Hey, long time no see.
Nick Lane? Hey.
You don't still work at the bank, do you?
Yeah. Kind of why I'm sitting outside here, eating my lunch, wearing the name tag.
Huh. You must be running this place by now.
I could have. Had a couple offers. Didn't want to get tied down.
How's Stephanie?
Good. God. She's good. What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been all over the map, man. I lived. I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. I ate bat in Laos. I shot a cow with a bazooka. I'm not proud of that last one, but I did it, man.
Wow, sounds wild.
Want to know my secret? I'm a yes man. The word yes has changed my life here.
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Fine, I wipe my ass, but fine.
Wow, okay.
You don't want to work here, Carl.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Why don't you take this rock, throw it at that bank, and shatter the window?
No, thanks.
Then ask me if I want to.
Do you want to throw that rock at the bank?
Yes! Oh, my God! What are you, nuts? Go to the seminar, Carl.
Carl, live your life! You won't regret it!
You want to see my band?
No.
Sorry.
Hi.
Stephanie?
Carl.
Yeah, it's me.
Just felt like calling you. I was missing you, I guess. Weird, huh?
Yes, Carl. I have to go. Ted and I are taking a little boat ride.
Oh, that's great. Good for you. Good for you.
Jesus, Pete. I'm not in or I'm busy.
Oh, come on. You're halfway through. Just snap it off already.
Pete?
Hey.
Where have you been?
You ever get my calls?
What? God, no. Oh, I totally lost my phone.
So full of shit.
There it is.
Yeah,
there it is.
You know what, buddy? You missed my engagement party tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, shoot. You're kidding. That was tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, man. I totally gapped it. Listen, I'll make it up to you. I promise. I swear, you pick the day. Any day you want, we'll go out. We'll swashbuckle.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
This wasn't drinks at a bar, Carl. This was my engagement party. You only get married once.
Well, I certainly wouldn't do it again.
I know, Carl. I know that Stephanie left you, and I know that you have issues because of it, but this isn't about you. It's about me. When's the last time you did anything fun? You're always making excuses. I don't want to commit. I don't want to be tied down. I mean, do you even know my fiancé's last name?
Yeah. Fisher. Fishman. Wait. Fishwall.
Fishwall? You think her name's Lucy Fishwall?
No, that's wrong.
It's Burns.
Burns?
It's Lucy Burns, Carl. And guess what? She doesn't like my best friend. And I keep trying to think of reasons why she should, but you know what?
I can't think any.
Pete, I
don't want to hear another excuse, Carl.
Jesus. You do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, you don't change your life, you're going to end up a lonely guy. A lonely guy, Carl. Lonely guy.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Rooney, come here for a second. Carl look a little odd to you? Is it me, or does he look like he's kind of dead?
Nope. No more than usual.
I don't know. Kind of leaning towards thinking he might actually be dead.
I guess I never saw him a lot, so it's hard for me to tell the difference.
Yeah, that's true. He never did much. Wasn't a good friend. Wasn't a good anything. Hey, there more beers in the fridge?
Oh, sorry. Last one.
Well, that's upsetting. Who was that? Did you want to?
Sure, let me sit down.
I knew you'd come.
I saw it in your eyes, man. You're going to love this. Terrence is a genius. He's going to blow your mind all over the goddamn room. He's like a freaking mind grenade.
Not sure I want that.
Yeah, but you need it. That's why you're here. You have got to start saying yes, my man, and I mean to everything.
Shh. Start.
Life. We are all living it. Or are we?
Ooh, heavy.
Change is generated from consciousness. But where is consciousness generated from? From the external. And how do we control the external? With one word. And what is that word?
The word is yes. 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 Say it a million times. Say it a million more times. And the word you will have said 2 million times is...
Yes!
I want you to invite yes into your lives because it will RSVP yes. When you say yes to things, you embrace the possible. You gobble up all of life's energies and you excrete the waste. Before we begin today, I'd like to welcome our new members. Who among you is new?
He is! This guy right here! He's new! Over here!
Come on up, future yes man!
That's okay, I'm just auditing.
You can't audit life, my friend. Now get on up here.
No thanks, I'm cool.
I'm sorry. What was that you said?
I'm cool.
Before that?
Thank you.
Back up just a little bit more.
No.
No! No, man, no, man, no, man, no, man, no, man, no, man.
Okay.
No, man, no, man, no, man.
If the molehill won't come to Terrence will come to the molehill. What's your name?
Carl.
Let me guess, Carl. Someone talked you into coming here today, didn't they?
Yes.
Yes!
And you're not sure about this, are you?
No.
No, man! No, man! No, man! No, man!
You're dead, Carl. You say no to life, and therefore you're not living. You make up excuses to the people around you and to yourself. You're stuck in the same dead-end job you have been for years. You don't have a girlfriend. You don't have anything close to a girlfriend. And you lost the love of your life because she couldn't be with someone who didn't live theirs.
Wow.
And on most nights, you're so bored and filled with ennui, you can't even summon the enthusiasm necessary to masturbate. Am I right, Carl?
I have had some trouble.
We're going to make a covenant, Carl.
Yes.
Do you want to make a covenant? Word is yes, Carl.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Once you leave this building, every time an opportunity presents itself, no matter what it is, you will say yes.
Yes!
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 Yes! Okay, what if I say the other word?
You'll be making a promise to yourself. And when you break a promise to yourself, things can get a little dicey. What do you say, Carl? Are you ready to make a covenant?
Come on, Carl.
Yes.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Again.
Yes.
Yes!
Say it again.
Yes!
Yes!
Ah! Make me believe it!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Thank you. Pretty powerful stuff, huh?
Hey, good to have you with us.
Yeah.
So you gonna do it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that's weird. I didn't realize we just stepped out of a maybe seminar.
Hey, man. Nice car. Good
could you drive me to Elysian Park?
Yes!
Sure he can. Right, Carl?
Yeah, why not?
Yes! You won't regret this, Carl.
Can I use your phone?
Go, man, go.
Keep going, or this will do, because it doesn't really matter.
Hold on a sec. I can't hear myself. Thank you. It's just a little further, man. It's just right up the hill there. Go ahead. No, I'm just right over here.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Hello? Hello? Oh, shit, man. Your battery's dead.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Well, gracias, amigo. Man, it's real nice of you to give me a ride. Most people just say no. Of course, I have been having a lot of luck lately outside of that hotel.
No problem. Have a good night.
Oh, can I borrow a couple bucks?
Okay. Come this far? Yes, you can.
You got a whole lot there. Can I have it all?
Sure. It's all yours.
God bless you, man.
Guy?
Yes. Yes, I do. How about letting him burn out your phone battery so you can't call AAA when you run out of gas? You know what? That sounds like a fucking great idea!
What does it take a late night stroll through the hills and get killed by the Manson family? Don't mind if I do!
Would you like to carry a 20-pound container of gas up a giant hill to your car? Oh, could I? Could I really?
That's a good look.
Oh. Hi.
Did you just take my picture?
Maybe. Did you just run out of gas?
Maybe.
That sucks. That happened to me last week.
When you were driving ridiculously far out of your way to drop off a homeless guy who wore out your phone battery so you couldn't call AAA?
No. I take it that's what happened to you.
No. Why would you assume that?
You used up your phone?
Yeah. Apparently he was the most popular homeless man on the planet. He was staying connected. It was good to see. I'm just glad that I could be a part of it, really.
That must feel good.
Oh, truly. Truly. Yeah, and I'm getting some exercise, which is cool.
Well, do you need a ride?
On that thing?
Am I going too fast for you?
crash, at least I'll die. I just don't want to be kept alive artificially. What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture. Smile.
I can't see. I'm blind.
Me too. Isn't it great?
Yeah, that's getting good. Yep. Well, thanks again for the ride.
No problem. Hopefully the color will return to your face sometime soon.
I'm more of a four-wheel kind of guy.
Really? Yeah. I never would have guessed that. You seem so at ease on, too. Can I have my helmet back now?
I'm still wearing it, aren't I? Thanks.
So, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Unless you want to stick around and make out.
What?
What did you say? Hey, I...
Have a good night.
Yes.
Yes always leads to something good. Never avoid opportunities. They may come in any form.
Well, and your boss, but more your buddy than your boss, right?
I guess.
So, look, we're kind of short on Saturday staff. Is there any way you could come in?
Sure. Nothing I like better than the inside of a bank on a beautiful Saturday.
Yeah, there really is something magical about this place.
Would I like to increase the size of my penis? Right. Like, I need that.
Persian Wife Finder.
Hi there. I am Farnoosh. Would you be the man for me?
I guess so.
Excuse me. I'd like to apply for a small business loan.
And what's your business?
I bake cakes in the shape of different celebrities' faces.
Oh, wow, Mickey Rourke.
No, it's Bono.
Oh. Yeah, right. Let's hope it doesn't taste like Mickey Rourke.
So what do you think?
I think yes.
Interesting. Cakes, huh?
Yeah, I just kind of went with my gut on it, Norm.
You call me Norm?
Yeah.
Could that, like, be my nickname?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, nice. I like your style. Car. That could be yours.
Yeah, Carl's pretty short already, but...
Yeah, but see, it's the kind of dazzle we need around here.
Yeah.
And you know what I did?
What?
Well, that whole Demko thing really chapped my ass. Huh. I marched upstairs and I told the big guns, Carl gets promoted in lieu of Demko, or along with Demko, whichever, or I walk.
Really? What'd they say?
Well, they were quite attracted to the me walking option, you know, for a moment. But then I threw that off the table.
Good move.
And they said if you started to show some initiative, I could promote you.
Yand?
Well, you're doing it!
Yeah?
Yeah, the whole cake thing?
Yeah.
You're making up nicknames?
Okay.
You know what? I called Demko this morning to ask if he could work on Saturday. And do you know what he said?
No.
Oh, how'd you know that?
He's not here.
Oh, yeah, but you are, Carr. Oh.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to give the job to you.
Norm, that's amazing. Oh, my God, thank you.
Nice little raise in it for you, too.
Bump up your salary to 65.
1,000?
Of course, 1,000. Come on, let's step this thing up a notch, Brosa.
Oh. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
I joined Bro with Joseph.
Brosev.
Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool, Norm.
I have been such a dick and a douche. You're more of a douche than a dick, probably, but I'm sorry. I should have been there. I mean, really.
You preach to the choir, Carl.
I'm telling you, man. Things are different.
Okay, wait. So wait, you have to say yes to everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you said. I wasn't open to stuff, and now I am. And things are changing for me. It's like the era of yes has begun.
All right. Look, get you out of the house. I'm all for it. Excuse me. You know, can we get another round of drinks? And actually, we're going to start a tab, and our good friend here, Carl Allen, will be taking care of it. Well, you're okay with that, right, buddy?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I should be prepping my case for Monday, but I cannot miss this.
Hey, you. Another bump of hot sauce.
Maury, you guys are on the end of this, yes.
That's what she was asking for, but... All right.
Was I chewing gum before?
Hey!
Whoa!
What do you think you're doing, asshole?
Oh, easy, easy. Hey, it's a little misunderstanding.
Hey, I'm just saying yes to life, Holmes. You gotta say yes to life. I made a secret convent. That sounded naughty.
I think you and I need to step outside.
No, God, no. It's
okay, it's okay. I got this. Okay. But if I win, I get to take that pretty girl of yours to a ball. Because she deserves that. Every pretty girl deserves to go to a ball.
That is so nice.
You punched me right in the face, man.
Hey, don't worry, I got your back.
You don't have anybody's back.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. It's all our fault.
I haven't fought in a fight since grade 7.
Hey! Are we gonna fight or what?
Yeah, we're gonna fight. We're gonna fight, all right. Okay? You want some, huh? More? Because I'm open for business, okay? Whoop, where'd I go? Whoop, where'd I go? Yeah. How do you fight what you can't see? Did you see the legend of Billy Jack? Because I'm going to take this foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Just don't break my teeth off on the curb, okay? But let's really sell this. Give him a show.
What?
First, we have to establish the ground rules. And the ground rules are there are no ground rules!
Idiot! I'm the wrong guy.
Well, maybe you need to start being the right guy. That's why you got punched out, because you got the wrong attitude right out of the gate.
I'm over here, dickhole.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
You're unbelievable!
I almost blocked it. Just didn't get there in time.
Okay, we're done. Look, we've been drinking. He's really been drinking.
Seriously, man. I'm glad we had this experience. I think we both grew from it.
Asshole!
We really did.
We did, bud.
Oh, she's never gonna go to a mall.
No, no, she's not.
Okay, Tilly, there you are.
Hi, Carl.
What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could help me put up some shelves.
Oh, really? Okay, that should just about do it. I'll see you later, Tilly.
That was wonderful, Carl. not so fast.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, darn, I forgot to go to the bank.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm getting so forgetful. It happens with age.
Don't worry about it.
I am going to have to repay you somehow.
Oh, just doing a favor for a neighbor is good enough for me.
You are so handsome. How come I never see you with the girl over there?
Well, I'm just... I'm not in a serious thing, but I am dating.
Would you like a release?
I'm sorry?
You know, a sexual release.
What do I do here?
Oh, you don't have to do anything, Carl. You just lay back, and I will take care of everything.
I don't know what to say here. I'm stumped. I'm baffled. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say yes to this one, Tell.
Oh, come on.
But thanks for the offer and the image. And I've got this thing I got to do, so I'll be seeing you. Oh, in my nightmares. Oh, come on. Give me a break. Terrence said this would happen if I said no. That's ridiculous. Get out of there. If I want to say no, I'll say no. No. Party. Covers your favorite Harry Potter character. You got it, Norm. To try it.
Yeah.
So I can expect delivery anytime between 8 a.m. and 5:30?
Hello. You were wondering if you had a moment to discuss the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, come on in.
Buttercup girls.
Buttercup girls. Yeah! All right. Hey! It's really working! Oh!
beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
I do want to take guitar lessons. I do want to learn how to fly. Yes, I would like to learn Korean.
I would understand.
What did he call me?
Homeless.
Come and get it. There you are. You want some?
Never listens.
Yeah. I want to start organic fertilizer distribution business.
Next.
Want to see it? Oh, sorry.
You know what? I'd love to. Way to stick in there. Did we make out? Oh, right, we did. Now I remember.
What are you doing here?
Oh, is this crazy or
it's
what?
So crazy. Yeah. Are you stalking me?
No, I would never do that. By the way, your new living room furniture looks great from the yard. Hey, great. Gig or whatever.
Thanks.
You know? Yeah, strong lyrics. You just make that stuff up?
It comes from personal experience.
Cool. You want a drink?
Oh, I can't. I have to wake up early, so I have to go, but...
Oh, really?
But you can walk me in my scooter.
I teach a jogging photo group for people who want to both exercise and practice photography.
Oh, yeah, that's getting very popular now.
It's in Griffith Park, and we do a loop. It's about 5 miles, 6 a.m.
Wow. I haven't been up at 6 a.m. in, like, never.
That's early.
Yeah, but it makes for amazing pictures.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in a band. You do the jogging photography. What else?
Oh, whatever I want. I volunteer at a shelter. I paint a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. I've done some charity work and some nude modeling, FYI.
Good to know if they ever need to.
So anyway, my answer is yes. I'd be happy to go out with you.
I didn't ask you out.
Could have fooled me with that nude modeling comment.
You said that.
Well, whoever said it, it made me very uncomfortable.
Hey, why don't you come to my class tomorrow?
Why did you stop smothering me?
Seriously, way too much too soon.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Carl.
Allison.
Yeah, Rooney?
Yo, Carl, hitting the clubs, got a case of Red Bull, gonna pull an all-nighter. You down?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, everybody ready? Camera's loaded.
Allison?
Yep.
Do we need to use a flash?
Not when the sun's up, Reggie.
Beautiful night, guys. You take it to the limit, I respect that. Hit me on the cell this week.
Do it again.
Somebody asked me to describe tonight. Why don't you just go?
Back at you, Rune.
Lee, I hardly know you, but I feel comfortable.
Look how close I'm getting.
Hey, Allison, it's me, Carl. I'm here. Allison, I'm here. Allison.
Hey. Who were those guys?
Oh, that's Rooney, my new friend Lee. He's a male nurse. We hit a couple of raves last night. It was totally off the hook.
Yeah, you seem a little hyper.
I had a couple Red Bulls. Have you ever had a Red Bull? I never had a Red Bull before, but I had a Red Bull last night. I really like Red Bull. I got a new necklace. Glows in the dark. But you can't really see it right now unless you do this.
That's really something. Doesn't Red Bull make you crash pretty hard?
No. I don't think so. No. No. Hey, after we jog, we should go to Red Bull. You could get a Red Bull, I get a Red Bull. We could share a Red Bull.
Okay, that'd be really fun. That sounds
Red
like... Red I think I'd really...
Red Bull! Red Bull!
Okay, a lot of energy. I like it. Everybody, this is Carl. Carl, this is everybody.
Hey, everybody! Come on! Let's get in a shippy shape! Oh, that's good.
I can't put my finger on you. You're kind of unpredictable. Kind of mysterious.
You know, listen, I like to keep it fresh. I like to live it up, I like to mix it up. If that doesn't jive with you, we should end this right now.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people go through life with the same boring routine every day. I mean, just shoot me.
Right in the face.
Seriously, I dated this guy, and I was astounded at how perfectly content he was just living his life in this closed-off little box.
I know. It's so frustrating. I just want to grab these people and shake them. Say, wake up, you. You're missing out. A little thing called life.
It's so true.
Yeah.
So what happened to closed off little box boy?
Just didn't work out. It's a long story.
Yeah. Same story you were singing about last night?
Might be.
Closed off little box boy. Tender topic. Probe no further.
Okay, if you must know, we lived together. I thought he was it. The one, or whatever. And then, surprise, he ended it. Out of nowhere, for no reason. Gone. Never saw him again.
Wow. That's rough. I'm sorry. Next time you really should warn me about the length of the story, though. Kind of dragged on there.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, just trim the fat.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. That was very healthy.
She's spontaneous. She's ballsy. She has no clue what she's doing. And she doesn't care. She's the complete opposite of me.
Carl, could you please pass the Cholula?
Sure, Farinouche.
How did you two meet again? PersianWifeFinder.com. It's pretty cool. You should check it out.
I'm engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Should you be talking about Allison in front of Farinouche?
It's okay, man. We just met. She knows it's not exclusive. Besides, she's totally not my type.
I can hear you.
Oh, sorry, Farinouche. Anyway, I never would have met Allison if I hadn't said yes to the homeless guy.
He also wouldn't be on a blind date with a strange Iranian woman. No offense, Farinouche.
None taken.
Wow. I didn't realize I was dealing with a no man.
No? I think it's great. Throw this away for me, will you? Hey, Emily.
Hey.
Lucy. Farinouche. Lucy Farinouche.
Hello. So, my friends are being really lame, and nobody's offered to throw me a bridal shower.
Hey, I have an idea. Carl, would you like to throw Lucy a bridal shower?
Yeah. Sure. Why not? That'd be great. Yeah, I'd love that.
Problem solved. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah?
Well, thanks, Carl. Thanks. That's really sweet.
That's good.
That is sweet, Carl.
Thanks very much.
Oh, I forgot. I gotta pick up costumes for me and Allison.
Costumes for what?
It's Expelliarmus!
Just kidding.
That's okay. I blocked it and deflected it back.
Oh, ka-ching! Wow, cool costume, my man.
The only one they had left was for toddlers.
This is Allison and her wand made from a sequoia.
Woo!
Hi! You must be Norman.
Yes, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Come in. Yeah, we've got drinks, you know, chips, dips, and good people, just like you two.
Ah, thanks.
Pace yourselves, it's going to be a crazy night.
Get in there, play the zone.
Come on.
Good dip, huh?
Hey, Pete.
Got tons of it at Costco. You see, I've got an exclusive membership card. And with that card, I get access to the whole place. I can buy large quantities of anything at discount prices.
Can't anyone get one of those cards?
No, I don't think so. But I can talk to someone if you like.
Yeah, put in a good word for it.
Feels strange to be going home, doesn't it?
I'm not going home.
Not really.
Not really. Alrighty, gang! Who wants to watch Chamber of Secrets? Well, thanks for coming, guys.
So nice to meet you.
Oh, good to meet you too, thank you. And hey!
Oh, that's right.
Come in.
Oh.
I'll go in, and you just keep your hand there like on a shake. The other hand goes around for a hug.
Yeah,
tap it.
Thanks for walking me through that.
It's all right.
Bye.
Okay, guys, all aboard the Hogwarts Express. Next stop, Azkaban.
Hey, you want to drive?
Whoa.
Here, I got it. I got an idea.
You can't do this.
Why? You scared? Hurry, somebody's coming. I think I see something. Hurry.
This is unreal.
Couldn't agree more.
Say you don't need those diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want those kind of things that money just can't buy.
You know, I've never let anyone drive my scooter before.
I've never let anyone kiss me on the stage of the Hollywood Bowl before.
Los Angeles. Please welcome to the Hollywood Bowl, Munchausen by proxy.
I'm your biggest fan.
I killed her. I'm a somebody.
I don't know about that.
Come on, you gotta have creepy fans.
I don't think so. We don't really have that much of a following.
What are you talking about? There's Rodrigo and the guys at the bar. They can't be trusted. And there's me and my friends. That makes 8 or 9 very unstable people. How many people can this place even hold?
Like 17,000.
So each one of us invites 1,800 of our closest friends.
No need. I know our music isn't that mainstream.
What?
I love doing it. It's like my photography. I know there isn't that much demand for blurry photographs taken while running, but...
I wasn't going to say anything.
You know, who cares? The world's a playground. You know that when you're a kid... But somewhere along the way, everyone forgets it.
I love your music. Anybody can take a photo standing still.
Hey! What are you doing?
Ooh, shit!
Stop! Stopping!
Come on, Carl, run!
Oh, thanks.
Freeze right there!
You got it!
Down on the ground! What have you said?
Carl, what are you doing? Let's go!
All right! I can't please everyone!
Run!
Hello, everybody. A little vitamin C. Keep your strength up. I will be right with you. Pass those out, will you?
Sure. Chapeau.
C'est magnifique.
Lee?
Hey.
What up, my brizzo?
That's not right, is it?
Carl, I need you for a second.
Can you hang on a minute, Lee? What's going on, Norm?
Something's going down on a big scale. Guy from corporate's here. Don't look. He wants to talk to you. I think it's about all those loans you've been approving.
Ooh. Well, you got a nice run. I might get shit canned, Norm. Anyway, don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll lead to something good.
Oh, hey, I'm part of this too.
No.
Yeah, I stood by and let it happen.
Norm.
But you were feeling it. You're in the loan zone, remember?
Yeah, I was.
I was watching you.
Yeah, you were.
But I'm afraid it's caught up with us. Right now, you and I have to face the music. Come on.
Hey, can I have 1 minute?
Okay.
Lee, what do you need? It may be my last loan.
Oh.
It's a Ducati. I'm thinking it'll get people off my back about the male nurse thing. See what I mean?
Yeah. Nice ride. See you on the other side, Lee.
Carl. Wesley T. Parker, Vice President, Brea Federal Savings.
Pleasure to meet you.
Every 2 months, the typical loan officer approves 35 to 40 loans. You have given out 561.
So a little more than average, then.
What's even more unusual are the amounts. A $250 loan for a mountain bike, $600 for windsurfing lessons.
You ever tried that?
It's fun.
Carl, this bank traditionally has never given out small loans.
If I can explain, wait.
Sit down, Norman.
Yeah, sit.
You know, at first I thought you might be raiding our coffers.
I would never do that.
I would if I could, so why wouldn't you? But then I look closer. These people are so grateful to have their needs met. More than 98% of them are following through with the payments. And because you've given out so many of them, we're actually making a lot of money. Carl, these microloans, not bad.
See, Carl? You worry what?
Carl, what would you say if I asked you to work upstairs with the big boys?
Corporate? Wow. That's great. I would have to say...
Wait, wait, before we give our answer... Let's talk money. Dollars and cents, Wes.
I'm afraid I can't discuss that with you since we're only taking Carl.
Got it. Yep.
We'll have the employment contract to you by the end of the day. Nice work, Carl. Bump my fist.
Oh, Mr. I was going to fist you.
Here's some fist.
Oh. This one's nice. I especially love it in cream. What do you think?
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bridal bingo? How do you play bridal bingo?
It's the same as regular bingo, but you just yell embarrassing facts about the bride, okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing bridal bingo.
Come on.
No, I don't want anything complicated.
You gotta squeeze every drop of juice out of this experience. It doesn't sound complicated. Is it complicated?
Are you going to be asking a lot more questions? I don't got all day.
Maybe we should just go somewhere else.
That's okay. I'll talk to her. Agashi. Musin anjuinili say yo.
De. 있어요. 나는요, 여기 하루 종일 앉아 있으면서 다른 사람들 약혼하는 거, 결혼하는 것만 왔다 갔다 쳐다보고. 도대체요, 나는요. 수미는요? 내 시간은 언제냐고요?
아, 이해가 되네요. 아가씨도 곧 좋은 소식이 있을 거예요. 여기 나랑가 전혀 접어줘. 제가 천천한 친구였거든요. 나를 굉장히 싫어해요. 잘 도와주면 점수 좀 달 수 있을 거예요. 우리 같은 편이죠? 수미 씨 화이팅!
오케이.
아싸, 아싸!
아싸, 아싸, 오케이. Okay, bridal bingo, very simple. Okay, I can explain to you in more detail if you want.
아, 큰일 났다, 큰일 났다. 여기 어떤 사람이 난간에서 뛰어내리려고 그래요. 어떡하지, 어떡해?
What's going on?
누가 자살하려고 한대요. I mean, someone's trying to kill himself.
Oh, jump.
What the hell are you looking at? Huh? Don't point at me, bud. Hey, lady, move that door. Buddy, can you move over a little bit, like 2 feet?
Did somebody call the police?
Yeah, but he'll be dead before they get here. Somebody needs to talk him down.
Move out the way!
Hey, buddy.
Whoa. Who are you, man? Don't try anything. I'm going to kill myself, so don't try to stop me.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
No, I don't mean okay. Just give me a second. I should say something to you here. Don't really know what it is.
Man, you're terrible at this. Are you even a cop?
Hold on a second. I'm thinking. Wait! I've got it.
Where you going, man? My man, hello?
Don't do it! I'm coming! Patience is a virtue!
What the hell are you doing in there?
Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you never want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand.
What is it?
The angry boy a bit too insane. Icing over a secret pain. You know you don't belong.
Everyone I know has got a reason to say
you can put the past away.
Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. I could cut ties
with all the lies you've been living in.
Yeah. If you never want to see me again,
I would understand.
I would understand. I would understand. I would understand. I would understand.
Oh.
Hey!
How's it going? What are you guys doing here?
Oh, we're doing a week in Tahiti. Ted's father owns a little piece of property down there.
100 acres isn't so little, hon. Not in Tahiti, anyway.
Hey, I saw you on TV. Amazing, Carl.
Oh, it's just a little life that needs saving. No big deal.
So, where are you headed?
I meet my girlfriend here. We don't know where we're going.
Really?
Yeah, we're just going to pick a place.
Hmm.
Kind of an eeny, meeny, miny thing. Keeps it fresh.
I'll see you guys. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Can you imagine?
No.
So I have some carry-on here. Like 2 tickets on the first plane out of here, please. We've never done this before.
The next flight available for boarding is to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay. Lincoln? Yeah,
Lincoln.
Here we come.
Where does someone go in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Well, clearly we should go there.
The earliest switchboard operator's headsets weighed over 10.5 pounds. Interesting.
Look at this. Very first phone call ever.
Pretty cool.
Check out the phone. Smaller than I thought it would be. Oh, hold on. I'm vibrating.
Yellow.
Nice shot.
Ha. What do you know about that?
Pretty sexy. So what do I do? I just...
Whoa. Here you go.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Pull. I got it! I got it! Can I do it again? Can I do it again? What's wrong?
Boxes, Oklahoma kills him.
Oh, hey, Pete, mind putting it on a coaster?
What, do you live here now?
Yeah. I asked Carl and he had to say yes.
Hey! Is that Carl?
Oh, wait a second.
Wait a second, wait a second.
Energy is palpable here, Chris. I can't even hear myself think.
Eastern Nebraska.
Wow.
Now, this is the really interesting part. Because if you don't take the heads off properly, then everything gets mixed into the batch. Someone gets a beak in their bucket or a mouthful of tendons, and you got a lawsuit on your hands. I got a fainter down in head removal.
I can't believe I tripped like that.
Huh. Seemed like you fainted.
No, I told you my foot caught a nail.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was all the chicken beaks in the bucket.
Don't. Please. Oh, God. It's starting to rain. Oh. Here. Get you. Come on. Hurry. There's no time to lose. We have to find shelter. Come on. Get in here. It's okay. I got you. Oh. Allison, are you okay? Are you hurt? Are you hurt? Okay. What?
I don't know. I think I love you.
Really?
I've known that I like you for a while, but just now I decided that I love you. Do you love me?
Definitely. I love you like... I can't believe it. It's kind of ridiculous.
I've been thinking, and I know it's crazy, especially for me, but maybe when we get back, we should move in together.
Wow, really? You thinking that?
What do you think?
What do I think? Yeah.
Oh, God, you paused.
No, I didn't pause.
You paused.
No, I didn't pause. No, it was just a big step.
It was a stupid idea. That's... I shouldn't have said anything. It's
no,
too
no,
soon.
No, stop.
It's...
Come on, what are you talking about? Here, ask me again.
Do you want
yes.
To...
Can I pause there?
I could probably knock a couple of milliseconds off that.
Where are you traveling today?
Los Angeles.
I'll just be 1 minute.
We should do this every weekend. We could see the whole world.
I'm in.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Sir. Mind coming with us, please?
I'm sorry?
We just want to ask you a few questions. You're hilarious.
Oh, that's great. Beautiful. You in on this too? Oh my God, you guys really have me going there. There's a crazy man in the terminal. Woo! Red alert. Oh, good job. Let's go, funny guy.
Come on, lady.
Do you hate your country, Mr. Allen?
What?
Do you hate America?
No, of course not.
Then why are you plotting to attack it?
What?
I think you have the wrong guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I speaking to you?
We've been tracking you, Mr. Allen. We know who you are. We know what you're planning.
This is insane. Do you think I'm a terrorist?
Why did you purchase these plane tickets at the last minute?
It was a spontaneous vacation.
Oh, right. I was just saying to Agent Tweed how I wanted to take a fun-filled vacation to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Are you currently a member of PersianWifeFinder.com?
Yes, but you don't understand.
Yes? Who is that?
Farinouche. It was nothing. I can explain.
Explain this, jackhole. As chief loan officer at Brea Federal Savings and Loan, you gave a man money to start a fertilizer business. For what? Bombs?
No.
Have you recently started taking flying lessons?
Yes,
Oh, come on!
Why did you learn Korean? Are you aligned with the North Koreans?
No! What?
You were married for only 6 months. Was that some sort of immigration thing?
You were married?
Yes! Oh! That was a long time ago. I was going to tell you. I was going to tell her. I just never...
Start talking, Carl, if that is your real name. We knew another Carl we weren't too crazy about, didn't we, Tweed?
His name was Marx.
I need to speak to my attorney.
Several months ago, my client attended a self-empowerment seminar that requires him to say yes to any request that's presented. So all the activity that appears suspicious, the flying lessons, the spontaneous trip-taking, it's all because he must say yes to any opportunity. He's really into it.
Did you just say yes to everything? Are you kidding me?
It's not how it sounds.
Oh, really? How does it sound? Because I'd really love to hear this.
I'm wondering if there's a better setting for this back and forth.
Yeah, maybe we should speak privately. Come on outside.
That was close.
What the hell, Carl? Are you serious? You just say yes to everything? Even if you don't like it?
No, of course not. Sometimes.
Oh, good. What a relief, because I thought you lied all the time, but it's just sometimes. That's really excellent. So you didn't want to come to my show? You didn't want to go jogging with me? You didn't want to travel with me?
Yes, I did. That was my idea.
And when I asked you if you wanted to move in together, that took a lot for me to do that, and I meant it. I didn't know what to expect, but I guess I figured, like an adult, you were going to weigh the options. You paused. You wanted to say no, but you couldn't because you had to say yes.
That's not entirely true.
How do I know if anything you did was because you wanted to or because you were following some goddamn program?
Allison.
Hi, Carl.
I can't believe I didn't tell her I was married. I'm just an idiot. You know what I did?
What's that?
She asked me to move in with her, and I hesitated. I was like, enough. I should have said yes right away, you know? That's how the whole thing got screwed up. I broke the covenant.
No, but everything, maybe things got screwed up because you said yes to every single thing without thinking. Not because of the covenant you made with yourself.
Well, it's kind of what the universe is kind of a big deal, man.
There is a middle ground here, Carl. You can process things. You can weigh them individually and make decisions on a case-by-case basis. A.K.A. what normal people do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hold that thought.
Allison! Or not! Allison, please, can we talk for a second?
Get away from
me. Okay.
Farther.
Yep. Carl! Bye, Carl.
Well, I just love good food.
So do I.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
You know, you and I are a lot alike.
I know I'm not too much of a burden.
I'd rather eat good food than bad food any old day of the week.
And you know that's not
what it's me again.
Specifically, I'm talking about 15% to 20%. The way we're going to do this is we're going to go through the...
As the hours turn into days, pretty soon lost in the haze. It's up to you and me, and who's to say? These could be the good old
days. Okay, I'm totally off the controls. You're officially flying by yourself. Cool. No greater feeling in the world, is there?
Hello, Jake, Rodrigo, Penelope, Philip, Zachary. I'd like to thank you all for coming for no other reason than you genuinely wanted to. In an unrelated note, everyone else can go jump off a bridge.
Allison!
No, it's Wes P., Big C. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, I'm just hanging here.
Okay, just checking in. Seeing how corporate's treating you? Kicks the crap out of dealing with those peons, huh?
Well, I never really thought of them.
Hang on, just a second.
Wes? Can you hear me?
Go get the ball!
So listen, I got a job for you. We're shutting down a bunch of branches, and I need you to tell the managers.
Shutting down branches?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
We are Sparta!
Hi, Norm.
You have 3 messages.
Hi, Car. This is your answer phone speaking. Nah, it's me. No, just a reminder about the party tonight. I'll see you there, buddy. Roger, out.
Carl, it's Runes. Thanks for letting me use your car. You might notice that the front bumper is missing. Not to worry, though. I gave him your insurance. The whole thing's being handled. Oh, and I left a pile of laundry in my room. Don't forget, no starch. Love you.
It's Peter. I'm sure you're wearing completely on top of it, but just wanted to make sure Lucy's shower is still on for tomorrow night. Haven't received confirmation of any sort from you. At all.
Shower?
It's on.
Shit!
Right? Call me.
Oh. Hey, guys.
What's wrong?
I just really need to talk to you.
Well,
come on inside, I'll explain everything.
Oh my God!
Happy shower! How did you pull this off?
I just called in a few favors, kept throwing money at it.
Oh, I like it.
Hey, Rudy!
That's Bert, he's in fertilizer.
Hey, Billy.
Lee, he's a male nurse.
I know, Lee.
Hey, let's get this guy a drink! Yeah. Not long to live!
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Thanks.
Sure. Oh, John Goodman. No, it's Alec Baldwin. Oh, right. Nailed it.
Norm. Hey, thanks for coming, man. How you holding up?
I'm okay, Car. You know, taking her day by day.
Well, I got a friend I want you to meet.
Oh. Sumihi?
Jigigigicho?
Normiyo.
Norman? This is Sumi.
Oh. Hi there. Can I call you Sue?
Hmm? Yes. Oh. Do you dance?
Well, I've won some competitions.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yep, and it's half price, so.
Oh, jeez.
The best wedding shower ever, man.
Oh, man, you deserve it.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah? Still not calling you back?
No.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I guess I'll just stick with the program. Keep saying yes to everything. I know it sounds silly, but maybe all that bad stuff will lead to something good.
Doesn't sound silly. Well, maybe a little silly. You want to get dinner tomorrow night?
Yes.
Great.
But not because I have to.
Well, you do have to.
Yeah.
But you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so bad.
Oh, God, me too.
Oh, that's all I can think about.
Really?
Hi there.
Hello there. You must be Tilly.
Mm.
I've certainly heard a lot about you.
Isn't that nice? Would you mind helping me?
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem. Come on, let's go.
Hello?
Hi, Carl.
Oh, Stephanie. What's wrong?
Can you come over? We had this big fight and he stormed off.
Well, these things have a way of working themselves out.
I don't know. Not this time. I think it's over.
Yeah.
But maybe it's supposed to be. You know, a part of me felt like something wasn't right from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know, girl. Yeah. I'm so confused.
Well, yeah. I'm kind of confused at this point as well.
Stay with me tonight.
Oh, Steph. Steph, I can't. I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
I'm saying no. Zone. I've only been here for 20 minutes.
Sorry, pal. Can't help you.
Oh, come on. Can't you give me a break?
No, man. No, man. No, man.
No. Not possible!
Jagger. Chapter 26. Words that rhyme with yes. Guess. Mess. Test. That's a name. Less. A word and a name.
Terrence, don't freak out.
What the fuck?
Jesus, that nurse couldn't be any more obvious. She keeps coming in the room. It's like, give me some space, woman.
Again, I'm pretty sure she was just here checking on Carl.
Beat him.
Covenant.
Hey, buddy, you all right?
The Covenant, it's coming down hard on me, man. God, you're talking about this Covenant nonsense. It's not nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Terrence, you have to remove the Covenant. It's killing me.
First of all, what were you doing in my car?
I told you, I need you to remove the Covenant.
There is no Covenant. There never was. I was just riffing.
Riffing?
Well, I had to say something. You were being difficult, embarrassing me in front of my crowd.
So the whole yes thing is all bullshit?
No. You just don't know how to use it, that's all.
Yeah, I do. Say yes to everything. Real tough to grasp.
No, that's not the point. Well, maybe at first it is, but that's just to open you up to it, to get you started. Then you're saying yes, not because you have to, not because a covenant tells you to, but because you know in your heart that you want to.
Yeah. You're right. That makes perfect sense.
Well, I told you, I said that.
You didn't say that.
I did say that.
You didn't say it like that.
Well, I didn't say it with an accent, but I said
yeah, whatever.
Thanks, Terrence. Sorry about the car. And your head there. What time is it?
It's 5:40 in the morning.
Perfect.
I said that.
Whatever.
I'm gonna hop in the bed just in case the nurse comes back.
Sir, you need to get back to your room.
No, I don't. Sir, stop right there. Feed me.
Leave. What are you doing here? I'm a nurse, remember?
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, can I borrow your car?
Well, I don't have my car anymore. I've got my Ducati, thanks to you.
Ducati.
Have you ever driven one of these before? They're quite powerful.
Yeah, I ride double all the time on the scooter with Allison.
No, Carl, this is not the same. You really have to be careful.
Uh-huh.
Okay, these things have a lot of...
Holy shit!
Torque.
What are you doing here?
I just wanted to tell you that I don't want to live with you.
Oh, wow. Thanks. My knight in shining armor. Okay, people, let's go.
But I want to be with you.
But I don't want to be with you. I don't even know who you are.
Everything I said to you, I meant, except for the part about living together. That makes me nervous. But that's normal. It's a big decision. We shouldn't just jump into something like that without thinking about it.
Why not? You do it with everything. You just say yes, 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 or whatever comes your way.
That's not true. You can say no if you don't want something.
Oh, brilliant. Carl, where'd you get that? Your literature?
Look, I know the philosophy has some holes.
Oh, you think? Seems pretty airtight to me.
But if I hadn't done that, I never would have met you. Because the old Carl didn't think he was enough for anybody. I thought if I said yes to things and got involved with people, sooner or later they'd find out I'm not enough. I didn't think I had anything to share. But now I know that what I have to share is pretty huge. And I want to share it with you.
Do you mind, Reggie?
Seriously, dude.
Sorry. This seemed interesting.
And even if I had met you, I never would have asked you out. You were the complete opposite of me. You did things and had friends and sang in rock bands and made life happen. You weren't scared of anything.
You don't think I'm scared of anything? Who do you think I am? I'm scared of a lot of things.
And I'm scared too. So let's be scared together.
I don't know what you want me to say.
So just say yes. But only if you really want to. And can you do it kind of soon? I'm starting to get a chill.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well...
maybe.
Come on.
I'm not going to say that word.
Okay, Amy's fine. Amy's fine. I like baby. Reggie, come
Dude.
On.
Excuse me, but pleats are kind of out of style. You got anything with a flat front?
Aw, oh, sue me. Pleats are out.
I'm here. Don't take me fuck.
Thanks, guys. This is the single biggest donation that we've ever had.
You're welcome, but it was Carl that made it all happen.
Oh, you're a good man, Carl.
No big deal. I know a lot of people who are willing to give.
Say it a million times. Say it a million more times. And the word you will have said 2 million times.
Good God.
Is going to be to break with your chin or your forehead. Try to resist that.
Right.
Right.
Oh, and thanks for the loan. I never could have finished the suits without it.
Listen, I'm not going to think anything less of you if you don't want to do this.
What?
I mean, I'm still going to be attracted to you if you're a little chicken.
What if I'm one of those chickens whose head doesn't get cleanly severed and my beak ends up in the bucket? Oh. I'll see you at the bottom.
Unless you pass out.
I told you! My foot caught a nail!
What?
Anyone can see that I
facing the